the sky, then your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies. They tell of how you fell from the sky, your once proud beauty aflame, to vanish from your throne on high, leaving only a memory of your name. Rainbow bird, almighty phoenix, come once more into the eyes of man. From the ancient days of Atlantis, in centuries numbered 10 times 10 times 10.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. I'm your host, Clay Douglas. And the CIA has admitted, that's Criminals in Action, they've admitted waterboarding three suspects. They used a widely condemned interrogation technique known as waterboarding on three suspects captured after the September 11th attacks, CIA Director Michael Hayden told Congress on Tuesday. Waterboarding has been used on only three detainees, Hayden told the Senate Intelligence Committee. It was the first time a U.S. official publicly specified the number of people subjected to waterboarding and named them. Waterboarding is a form of illegal torture, and Congress is considering banning the techniques. And if you think they only used it on Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and Abu Zubaydah or Abad al-Rahman al-Nasser, I got a bridge for you. But that's what Hayden told the hearings on that. He said waterboarding has not been used in 5 years. The circumstances are different than they were in the late 2001, early 2002. Very critical to those circumstances was the belief that additional catastrophic attacks against the homeland were imminent. In addition, that my agency had limited knowledge about Al-Qaeda and its workings. Now those two realities have changed. He told reporters that the interrogations of Mohammed Zabal were particularly fruitful from the time of their capture in 2002-2003 until they were delivered to Guantanamo Bay Prison in 2006. The two suspects accounted for one-fourth of the human intelligence reports on Al-Qaeda. They're going to use that on us. Now, when we get back, we'll go to my guest, James.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right. My guest today is Dr. James Ripp. Is that correct, Dr. Ripp?
It's Dr. Rippey, James Rippey.
Dr. Rippey, okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Clay?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I don't know. I think Lloyd Carpenter probably sent you to me as a prescription for me. You've got a book out called Your Plan for a Balanced Life that provides real-world strategies to equip you to start making choices to achieve the balanced life only most of us dream about.
Yep.
Most people, you say, work too much, eat the wrong foods, sleep too little, don't exercise, they're overweight, tired, out of balance. And, I think I work too much. I think I got all the rest of it knocked. But
Well, Clay, we have a great website with the book called startmakingchoices.com. And we did a survey. Whole initiative was done in partnership with ConAgra Foods. They make Healthy Choice and a variety of other products. And we did a national survey, and 90% of people feel that their lives are out of balance, but yet only 20% think they have a real chance of getting their lives back in balance. So our whole goal with my book, as you mentioned, is called Your Plan for a Balanced Life, is to give people some simple tools and some ideas, starting from where you are right now, about how each of us can get our lives back into better balance.
And you've got kind of got a prescription here too, I saw, for the politicians for the presidential candidates.
Yeah, that's right. You know, there's one of the things that we tend to forget with all the intensity of the presidential campaigns is that these people epitomize lives that are out of balance. They're flying back and forth across the country. They're living on adrenaline, and so one of the things that's very important is that they do have disciplined periods of rest during the campaign, that they try to really make an effort to get at least a little walking in every day and try to balance their meals. So it's a challenge, but it's the kind of challenge that all of us face. And the one particular challenge is that those people who don't win, you know, we tend to focus on the winners, but the people who don't win can then end up saying, well, geez, now I got to get, what am I going to do with my life? I've lost this big deal. There was a candidate on, I live in the state of Massachusetts, and one of our former governors said that after she lost the race for governor, she didn't go out of her kitchen for 6 weeks. You know, so it can be very depressing if you've kind of staked a lot of your emotional life on that. So those people in particular need to try to say, well, what can I do every day to get my life back in balance? And we try to give some common sense ideas. We have a tool called the Balance Life Index, which helps you assess where the levels of balance are in your life right now. So that's the goal of your plan for a balanced life.
All right. We've got so many external factors. The economy, the banking, trying to decide who we want for president, and we've got other forces out there that are trying to tell us who we need for president. So what can the average person do?
Well, you know, of course,
make his life better.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. There are a lot of external factors that intrude on our lives every day. And there are, for many people, their financial issues, and for some, their health issues. And those are things that are very difficult to control. And so what the best antidote to those things are is to say, well, let me think about those things I can control. So we talk about that a lot. We have the sort of three pillars for balance. It's regular physical activity, which a lot of people don't realize is a great stress reducer. There's good nutrition, and then there's this whole other area that we call emotional well-being. Stress is a big deal in our country, and so we give some very specific ideas about how on a day-to-day basis each person can manage their stress a little bit. So this whole area of how to do well despite all the external pressures and stresses that we're under is something that I talk about a lot in your plan for a balanced life.
All right. I have to kind of give you a warning here. Medical doctors are not on my list of favorite people.
Okay.
A couple of years ago, I got hit on a motorcycle, and I was hospitalized, and they kept me unconscious for 3 months, feeding me Halcyon, Haldol, Valium, and morphine, and I just didn't feel that was necessary for three broken ribs.
Yeah. Well, Clay, this is not a book about, I am a doctor, of course, I'm a cardiologist, a heart doctor. But this is a book about trying to help people figure out what they can do in their own lives. It's not a doctor saying, wagging my finger at people and saying, you should do this. It's me trying to say, how can I be helpful for you to accomplish what most people say they want to accomplish, which is to get more balance in their lives. So I think most people will find this very user-friendly. As I said, there's a great website that you can direct your listeners to. StartMakingChoices.com, and they should just check it out and see if this is useful for them. I think they're going to find that this is really an attempt to be a partner, not to lecture to people, but to just say 90% of people tell us that they want more balance in their life. How can we be helpful to you?
Hey, well, give me some examples here.
Examples of how to get more balance into your life?
Yeah. What direction are we talking about? I mean... Uh, you know, I'm very big on natural remedies, herbal, that type of thing. I think that's God kind of gave us all of the plants on earth for our use, so I prefer that to the pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, well, I basically agree with you there, Clay, and you know, but the sad truth is that less than 25% of the adult population in the United States consumes more than two servings of fruits and vegetables every day. And those are known to be very healthy things to do. So what we try to do in the nutrition section of the book is we say, well, what are some practical strategies for how you can get more fruits and vegetables into your daily life? That's a very important health-promoting behavior, and less than one in four of us is doing that. So, you know, we talk about having a bowl of fresh fruit available in your kitchen every day. And just when you're thinking about a snack, as you're walking by it, grab a piece of fruit rather than a candy bar. You know, just simple things like that can make a huge difference in your quality of life and your health.
I agree with that.
And then another example would be, you know, when it comes to physical activity, we know that only 22% of the adult population in the United States gets 30 minutes of physical activity three times a week. And most people have the misconception that they need to do something really vigorous, like run a marathon or something like that. And the truth is that all we need to do is get people off their sofa and out walking 30 minutes on 3 or 4 days a week. That would make an enormous difference in terms of people's health. And so we have a structured walking program. We say, how much activity are you getting right now? And then we get you started at the level that will make sense for you to do something as simple as walking, which is a very, very powerful health-promoting idea. And we give very specific advice. Here's where you start. Here's how much to increase it each week until you're out there getting both the enjoyment and all the health benefits from a regular walking program. So that's the kind of advice that we give.
All right. Well, that's I certainly agree with that too. One of the problems I have is the time to walk. I work at the computer a lot, and I'm doing. I also live out in the country,
mm-hmm.
So I don't have a labor pool out here, and I don't have the time to get the exercise that I know that I need.
Well, each person's going to face different challenges on this, Clay, but what we say is the best thing to do is try to figure out the nooks and crannies of your life. So, you know, for people who live in a city, for example, if your place of business is on one of the upper floors, say maybe the third or fourth or fifth floor, make it a habit to take the stairs rather than the elevator. And before you know it, if you do things like that, when you go to the shopping mall, a lot of people will circle around until they find the space right in front of the store they're going to. But if you'd park in the opposite corner and walk to and fro, back and forth to the store, just simple things like that can make, if you do it regularly, before you know it, you will have accumulated 30 minutes of walking every day. You don't have to go out and do a separate 30-minute walking session.
Okay, well, I generally have a truck and trailer with me, so I park out a long ways from the store, so I guess that's a plus. What else? What else? I mean, all of this is really is just common sense. I mean, it.
Well, you know, most people, I think, when it comes to trying to get more balance in their lives, they say, "Well, I know I should, but how do I do it?" And so, our goal is to provide. Here's some things that will fit into the regular fabric of your life. We have this instrument, this what we call the Balanced Life Index. It's a set of 15 questions to help you assess what are those areas that you're strong in, what are those areas where you could use some improvement in these three general areas of physical activity, nutrition, and emotional well-being. And in emotional well-being, we talk a little bit about how you can alleviate stress on a daily basis.
All right. I can certainly stand to hear that. Hold on just a minute. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back. If you want to call in, the number is 800-313-9443.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Back. My guest is Dr. James Rippey, and the number, if you want to call in and ask some questions, is 800-313-9443. And, James, I've just been looking at your website here, the Start Making Choices. And I'm just about to begin the survey here.
Great.
So, I guess my lifestyle right now is sedentary because, like I said, I live in a two-house town, not a big labor pool here, so I'm doing about five jobs. Mm-hmm. And all of them happen to be indoor jobs. Is there an answer for me here?
Well, I think, Clay, the main thing is that sounds like that's just the reality of your life right now. And so the best thing for you to do is just to try to find within, you know, you said that when you go shopping, you do park a ways away from the store, so that's a good start. But just to try in the area of physical activity to try to get more walking, and we think that's really a powerful, important thing to do. And if you really examine the... the nooks and crannies of your life, most people can find that they have those 30 minutes. You don't have to set aside 30 minutes, but that if you find 5 minutes here and there throughout the day, you get just as much benefit. So always be on the lookout for ways that you can get a little more walking in your life, I think would be a very good start for you. I think you'll find it surprisingly easy to get up to 30 minutes if you really are always on the lookout for that. And that will make a huge difference in terms of lowering your risk of various chronic diseases. And it's a very good stress reducer, too.
Let's talk about stress. Many people today, their stress is in making a living, bringing in enough money. I know that's certainly one of mine. Of course, the way I have to make a living is by selling advertising. Do you advertise, Doc?
No, I don't. Stress is something that we all have in our lives, and one of the most important things is to recognize that it's not possible to avoid stress, but what the key thing is to not make it worse by having a negative emotional component to it. And so we talk very much about and give some simple strategies about how to live in the present. You know, a lot of people spend a lot of time in their lives either regretting the past or fearing the future. And one of the most important things in the area of stress reduction is to truly live in the present, to try to say, well, I'm not going to focus a lot of attention on mistakes I might have made in the past or things that might happen in the future. I'm really going to focus on those things that are happening right now in my life. And so that's one of the key things. Second thing is really just to say, I'm not going to avoid stress, and so I'm going to try very hard not to make it worse by having a negative emotional overlay on top of the stress. And I think the third thing is to have a plan every day to say, all right, I know I'm going to have a lot of stress in my life, some days more than others. What am I going to do to alleviate that stress? And for lots of people, it's something as simple as exercise. Exercise is a very powerful stress reducer because it's something that you can kind of get your mind away from other things. And actually, some of the hormones that are released during exercise are very good in terms of lowering your stress. So there are some good, simple strategies. And the issue that a lot of people face is that when they're feeling the most stress is when they tend to abandon those strategies.
Is the external forces around us, I mean, we've got a lot of people that are trying to pull for Ron Paul, and we've got the media, like Fox News, that are trying to ignore him. That has to create stress on us too, doesn't it? And
well,
since you're talking about the presidential candidates out here and how they can deal with their stress, what about the stress that they put on the people?
Well, there are two big components of stress. One is sort of those external forces, the stressors, and then there's the internal response to how you respond to those external stresses, whether they be political issues or financial issues or interpersonal issues. You know, a lot of different people have different external stresses on them. And it's very important to try to figure out what you can control and what you can't control. And that's something that I discuss in quite a bit of detail in the whole area of the emotional well-being component in your plan for a balanced life.
And this book, where can they get it? Is that on in all the bookstores?
Or? Yes, it's in all the bookstores and all the online booksellers, you know, Amazon.com, Borders, Barnes & Noble. Any of the big bookstores will have it as well.
All right. We'll open up the phone lines if you've got any questions for Dr. Ribby. Our number is 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, Dr. James Aribi is my guest today, and you talk about extreme balance, that you prescribe a well-deserved rest, and I think I get enough sleep, but you recommend an immediate lifestyle change to one of extreme balance. What does that mean?
Well, this was really in reference to the presidential candidates that that basically are out there and doing extremely challenging things, traveling around the country, living on adrenaline, and that, that it's very important that, that they make a real effort to get their lives in balance. And so we sort of, in this setting, we basically said, well, maybe what they need is something extreme balance. They need to really kind of rein back in on some of this stuff and say the kind of thing that they're doing is a real challenge to their health. And they sort of epitomize people whose lives are out of balance. And so the steps that they may need to take are more extreme than what you and I may need to take just to sort of fine-tune the balance in our lives.
Do you have a preference for a president?
Well, I'm going to wait and see. I live in the state of Massachusetts, and so both my wife and I voted in the presidential primary yesterday, and so we'll see.
Okay. In other words, You're not revealing who your choice for president is, huh?
Well, I'll tell you that my wife and my votes cancel each other out. I think like a lot of families, but I'm not going to reveal who I voted for.
Did you get any of the? Have you heard of the results of Super Tuesday?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Who's ahead? Who's pulling?
Well, it looks like McCain has opened up a lead, and on the Republican side, he's—I don't think it's over, but he certainly has a pretty commanding lead now, and he's now declaring himself a front runner, which he was unwilling to do until the Super Tuesday, and it looks like a dead heat between Obama and Clinton on the Democrat side. It looks like they split the country almost evenly, at least in the states that were being contested yesterday.
Yeah, none of those choices sound very appealing to me. I think Ron Paul is the only one out there that's talking about the Constitution. And we've got other problems popping up now, like the term thought police. But you may not have known that the House Bill 1955 is the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And that's being considered by the Senate now, which is kind of a frightening term here. But back to your book. Are people out there out of balance now? Is there you talk about obesity? That's hurt. That's a lot of that points to our foods too. We've got genetically engineered foods.
Well, in the area, you ask if a lot of people are out of balance. Well, you know, when we did this national poll, 90% of people said that their lives are out of balance, and you know, I think it's a very, very common concern that people have, is that we're working too hard and we have too much stress in our lives and we're not getting enough physical activity. And as you point out, we do talk some in the book. The book isn't a weight loss book, but we do talk about obesity and give some ideas about ways that people can work on getting their weight under control. Obesity is one of the major causes of heart disease and diabetes in our country, and so this is something that a lot of people underestimate what the health risks are. And so we give some advice about things that each of us can do to help control our weight and improve our health that way. We also spend a little time talking about cigarette smoking. Cigarette smoking is another very significant health risk, and in a book about health, we think that even though our main focus is balance, when we talk about a positive lifestyle, we really do need to talk also about obesity treatment and prevention and how to help people stop smoking cigarettes, because those are also very important health considerations.
Well, we got the tobacco industry that's pretty dominant in America. I just had a guest on the other day that says he went over to Europe and started smoking European brand cigarettes and found out he didn't have the craving that they do in that he does smoking American brands.
Yeah, well, cigarette smoking is a very significant addiction, and it causes about 400,000 needless deaths every year in the United States. So it's very important that people, even though it's difficult, it's very important that people make a significant effort to try to stop smoking. And we discuss that a little bit in the book, in Your Plan for a Balanced Life.
Does the thought ever occur to you as a medical doctor that between the cigarette companies, between the food companies out there? Now you're sponsored by, is it ConAgra?
They're a partner in what we're doing here. Yes.
Okay, but. I've just done stories on Monsanto. Yesterday, we played an interview with a couple that had done research on Monsanto and found that the growth hormones that they were feeding the cattle or putting in the cattle were being transmitted to the milk, and you had an increased chance of cancer at risk. We've got the pharmaceutical companies out there, and I've got a big article in this issue, current issue of the Free American, about the dangers of vaccines. I mean, the vaccines they're giving your children have got Temarisol in it, or mercury, which is kind of like a time bomb that you're putting in your system.
Well, you know, the basics that we need to get people to do involve things that each of us can do. And these are things like increasing our physical activity and eating more fruits and vegetables. And I'm very proud of the relationship we have with ConAgra. You may know some of their brands. Healthy Choice is a ConAgra brand. Hunt's Tomatoes. Tomatoes are a very underestimated and very powerful health-promoting thing that we don't eat enough of. They make air-popped popcorn, Orville Rettenbacher popcorn. So, you know, there's some very good products that ConAgra makes, and but each person needs to figure out how to get the balance of nutrition in their life. And one of the things we do, I encourage you just to fill out when you go to our website. Sounds like you're there, Clay. Take this the Balanced Life Index, and I think you'll find that there's some areas where you're probably doing quite well, and other areas. It only takes about 5 minutes to fill out the survey. There are other areas where you may say, well, gee, I could do better in this area. And that's where the advice that we give people in your Plan for a Balanced Life and on the Start Making Choices website, we hope that people will find useful and they'll say, gee, I could do that. I can fit that into my daily life.
Well, I've taken most of your survey here. On a typical day last week, how much time did you spend doing recreational activities from a resting position? I'm not sure about that. Or how many days last week did you do recreational physical activities? And that's probably none this particular month. Does the season have anything to do with it? I mean, if you're not a skier and it's cold outside, we have a tendency to stay indoors more and not go outside and brave the cold.
Yeah, well, those of us in the Northeast, when it gets when there's bad weather in the Northeast, we need to make specific plans to try to get more physical activity. And many suburban areas or urban areas, there are shopping malls where you can get your walking in indoor climate control. Or, you know, as you point out, if there's adequate snow on the ground, you can do some cross-country skiing. But you do need to take into account the seasonality and during the times when the weather isn't good. Or in the South, in the summer, it's very hot, and so people need to find things like air-conditioned malls that they can walk in. So depending on where you live, the seasons may be a factor, and you just need to figure out some specific plans to take that into account and adjust accordingly. And we do give some advice about that in the book.
All right, sir. Well, I'm going to... I've taken your survey here, and that's on startmakingchoices.com.
Right. That's correct, startmakingchoices.com.
And the book's available at Barnes & Noble, on Books A Million, on any of the other places. Here.
Absolutely. It's called Your Plan for a Balanced Life.
All right, sir. I'm going to cover some news for the last part of the show here.
Okay.
So
all right,
I want to thank you for being on with me.
Okay, and nice talking to you, Clay.
Nice talking to you.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too, sir.
Bye.
All right. Love to have your opinion on my guest here. The Graham says, my life is out of balance like a washing machine. And that explains the knocking noise. Okay, Grub. I think I've taken the their test here. And I'll see what it agrees with here. We'll see what happens. I don't know. I don't know about this. I just cut the interview off a little short because, I think you ought to know a little bit more about what's happening out there with the things that we can't control. There's a new crime out there of thinking, and it looks like the term thought police just might take on a whole new and real meaning. That depends on what happens in the U.S. Senate after receiving House Bill 1955, the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007. Is that preemptive nuclear war? It's now being considered by the Senate committee. If it's passed by the Senate and signed by the President, it'll become law. Common sense would indicate that something this vague and dangerous would not make it out of committee, but considering the House passed it on October 23rd with 404 ayes, 6 nays, and 22 presented not voting, don't hold your breath. The most disturbing aspects of this bill, according to Gary D. Barnett, and he says there's many, are the definitions noted in Section 899A. Three offenses defined in this document will warrant prosecution are violent radicalization, and the term violent radicalization means the process of adopting or promoting an extreme belief system for the purpose of facilitating ideologically based violence to advance political, religious, or social change. And homegrown terrorism means the use, planned use, or threatened use of force or violence by a group or individual born, raised, or operating primarily within the United States or any possession of the United States government, the civilian population of the United States, or any segment thereof in furtherance of political or social objectives. And ideologically based violence means the use, planned use, or threatened use of force or violence by a group or individual to promote the group or individual's political, religious, or social beliefs. Besides the fact that this act would greatly expand the already monstrous bureaucracy, Homeland Security Act of 2002, on its very face, it's a threat to all ideological thinking not approved by the state. Any citizen at any given time could be considered a terrorism suspect and accused or prosecuted for bad thoughts. Since the very idea, very act of thinking could now be considered a crime, how would the populace react to this new paradigm? Would political debate among the citizenry become more subdued? Would watch groups, whether police or private, arise to monitor individual and group conversations? Would speaking out and writing against the government become a dangerous activity? And there has been a gentleman locked up in California charged with domestic terrorism for a letter he wrote on the Internet. Hey, we may have to completely switch to fiction now. Would they clean up fiction if your fictional character proposed some type of violence? And what fiction doesn't have violence? I mean, if you watch the movies, we've got violence on television, on the movies every day. Would this fall under the umbrella of this legislation? Would we just have peaceful movies now? It's a crime to disagree with the number of people killed in the Holocaust in many, many countries. Is that what we're looking at here? The author here says the language contained in this proposed legislation is not only vague, it is also broad, sweeping, and unclear. The timorous and obscure nature of the above definitions is obviously not an accident. The broader the net, the more who are caught, the more who live in fear of being caught. Ambiguity and fear are mighty deterrents, and ambiguity and fear foster obedience. In this case, unconditional obedience to the mighty state and its many dictates. In the definition of violent radicalization, it is a crime to adopt or promote an extreme belief system to facilitate ideologically based violence. Neither extremist or any type of political, religious, or social thought or social change is defined. And what about ideologically based violence? Is it violence to simply advocate radical change that might lead to someone else? That might lead someone else to initiate violence? Who decides what beliefs are okay and what beliefs are not? The state, of course, is the final decider, and we've got the decider in office, don't we? The door is left open to interpretation, but for interpretation by government only. I'll tell you what's scary about this, and that's the idea that putting the Constitution could be lead to ideologically based violence. If you want to defend the Constitution, that'd make you a criminal. We'll be right back. 800.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Folks, I want to give you my phone number. It's 888-678-1444. I'll be doing two more hours on show on different subjects. Frankly, I wasn't too impressed with my guest today. Don't think he's got a little bit of common sense about nothing, really, no opinions worth listening to. But we'll have news stories for you, the important news that you need to know. And only the other 2 hours. But I'm asking for your help and your support getting the Free American out. We're working on the next issue right now, and we need advertisers, and we need your support. We need some either donations or advertising or subscriptions to the Free American. The last two issues were very powerful, and the next issue will be also. Again, my number is 888-678-1444, and we'll be making some changes up on the website, freeamerican.com, but you can go there to hear everything. As the election of 2008 Super Tuesday, looks like Clinton got 825 delegates, Obama got 732. McCain, 615, Romney, 268, Huckabee, 169, and Ron Paul, 16. Now, that's sure to upset a lot of Ron Paul supporters. It certainly upsets me. And to think about men like McCain getting 615, that's a scary situation. The comments made by McCain on the trail, I'll try to provide those in the next hour. But It's a scary thought. John McCain, should be pointed out, physical bravery does not equal good character or even sanity. McCain received special treatment and was sent to the hospital days after he arrived because he agreed to cooperate. And yes, this is with Vietnam, and he did give radio broadcasts for the NBA, but not only to North Vietnam, but was broadcast over the camp speakers. None of the other prisoners wanted anything to do with him because of these issues. It makes me sick to hear him called a war hero. He was worse than Fonda. She was just an idiot, but McCain was supposed to be one of us, yet he only cared for himself. And my source here was an OCS officer who, when brought to Hanoi, had a broken leg and never received any medical treatment, and at times was interrogated by the prison squad. I only saw McCain a few times, but heard plenty about him. Clean clothes, clean shaven, and always with a few NVA officers when I saw him. I heard his message to us criminals, as he said over the prison speakers. And who is that OCS officer? Myself. Dennis Johnson says. And that's a man that won Super Tuesday. No wonder they need the violent...
With recent